Hello, everyone. This is Lillian and Sadie, and welcome back to this week's episode of Cinema Sisters. Today, we're going to be changing it up a little bit, and we're going to be discussing YouTube and all of our favorite YouTubers. Let's get started. Okay, let's get started. YouTube is such a beautiful thing, in my opinion.
My opinion as well.
I go through phases where I watch no YouTube, and then all I watch is YouTube. But I've always been a pretty heavy YouTube lover. When I was younger, I loved Bethany Moda and Miss Remy Ashton and Alicia Marie and all of those fun ones. And YouTube just keeps on growing with us.
Yeah, I watch so much YouTube. I would probably say I watch more YouTube than TV shows, maybe movies. But I like YouTube.
It's a pretty normal thing.
Did I say it wasn't normal?
Who are your favorite YouTubers right now?
So, there's a couple. So, I like just, like, vlogs, right? So my favorite, like, vlog channels are the Alexander siblings, Ashley, Amber, Alexander. I love the three of them.
You didn't say Andrew.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Ashley, Amber, Alexander. Andrew.
Just so you know, I did put Lillian on them.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay, but like 3 years ago.
Yep. They're awesome. They're these three siblings. The two sisters live together in New York. Brothers in college. They're awesome.
Right, they just make videos about, like, their daily lives. They're, like, full-time content creators, or most of them. The youngest is in college. But they just make, like, videos that I like to play in the background and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, like I've watched so much of them, I feel like they're, like, my friends.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, they're great. Who else do you like?
Staying with, like, those kind of vlogs, I like, Alia?
Alia Zaita?
Yes.
I don't really watch her YouTube videos as much as I listen to her podcast.
She also lives in New York and just kind of documents, like, her daily life and stuff.
Her vlogs are really, like, peaceful to me, like, relaxing.
Yeah.
Like, Amber and Ashley have a little more high energy.
Yeah.
Like, they're great. She's great.
She's, like, good at editing.
Yes. It's really, like, calming.
I'm just realizing half of the YouTubers I watch live in New York City.
Yeah.
Literally. I have Alia, the Alexanders, and then, you know, Colin Yeager.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Joyner.
Who's Drew Joyner?
Who else? Maya. You know Maya Beatriz?
No.
The black girl?
No.
They all live in New York.
Yeah, I feel like that's just such good content because I want to be in New York.
Yes.
I like to watch people in New York.
Also, my other favorite genre of YouTube videos are, like, house tours. Yeah, I'd be pounding those.
I'd be pounding house tours on YouTube.
No, really. The
Architectural Digest.
Yes, the open house ones with the celebrities. Those. No, really. I just watched, what's his name? Benny.
Blanco.
Blanco. I love his house. I need his house.
I need to watch that.
I love his house.
Love his house. Oh, I've been watching Ava Jules since I was in middle school.
I think she's hecka annoying. But I
used to watch her when she was in high school, and now she's, like, 23 and lives with her boyfriend and just bought a house, and it's just crazy. Because I watched her when she was literally, I watched, like, her graduation vlog and stuff.
Yeah. I feel, it's weird because we're, like, I remember, like, we're at the point where, like, these YouTubers are, like, growing up.
Yeah.
And, like, they're actual adults now.
Yeah.
And it's, like, weird to see, like, this becoming, like, an actual, like, profession.
Yeah, like, when you watch them when they're younger.
Yeah.
Okay, so I used to watch, like, I know y'all know, Miss Remy Ashton and Alicia Marie. I used to watch them all the time when I was younger, and I watched their Vlogmas recently, and that was so weird, like, opening that back up, because they're, like, in their 30s. That's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, that is weird.
You remember them? I used to watch them when they were, like, college vibes.
Didn't we see one at a restaurant in California.
Who?
She was taking pictures. Was that not one of them?
At the Grove?
Maybe. Like, a decade ago?
Yeah.
A decade ago, I was six.
I never knew you were so good at math.
Thank you. Or, yeah.
Anyway, the other genre I like is, like, Cut and Jubilee. Those are, like, those are just, like, I'm so bored and I just want to watch them, but I love them. Do you watch that ever?
What?
Like, Cut and Jubilee?
No, I don't mess with that. I just watch that when you play it on.
I love that. Also, best YouTubers in the world is Beta Squad, obviously.
I don't mess with Beta Squad.
I mess with Beta Squad heavy. I F with them heavy. I'd be pounding that ish. I love Beta Squad. I actually haven't watched the past few weeks, but once I get back, once I have a little more time on my hands, I'll binge all of them.
I also love...
That's guilty pleasure.
I like just, like, educational videos, just watching those for fun.
Shut
up. I'm dead serious. You know, what do you watch? You know you're not... You know you watch some of these, too. Like, Vox, TED Eds. You watch some of those.
No, I don't.
And just, like, random stuff.
I don't watch Vox.
Actually, just yesterday, I watched a little 15-20 minute video about, John Michel Basquiat. And now
the artiste?
Yes, I'm in love with him now.
What? You know, are dating?
No. Well, he's passed away, unfortunately, from a heroin overdose, I believe, at 27. But I like the way he talks, and I like his art. And now I want to go, like, draw something. I want to go paint. And, what else? Oh, also recently I watched, well, this isn't a YouTube video. This was a documentary that I couldn't find anywhere. But I watched, the James Baldwin, like, Man in Paris one on YouTube. I love that. I love James Baldwin. James Baldwin is my favorite author.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Anyway, during different seasons, I also watch different, I, like, get into the YouTube, like, summer, I always watch this girl, Sarah Crowley, who does, like, when I'm in my reading phase, I watch her, 'cause she, like, does a bunch of books, but I want to talk about Emma Chamberlain for a little bit.
Yes,
and
oh, I was thinking we have
the sister
talk
squad.
So, oh, no, not, so, oh, I thought we were going to talk about more,
so, so more I just, recent so, Emma. So I just inspired myself to just now go watch her old videos. I loved Emma Chamberlain when she lived in
Emma Chamberlain is
okay.
Like,
so I'm talking. I'm literally in the middle of a thought.
No, but it's one.
No, let me say my thought. Just say no.
I hate okay. you.
So I loved her when she lived in San Francisco. Okay, me and Lillian are from the Bay Area. Okay. So she lived like 20 minutes away from where we used to live. So like I loved her in San Francisco when she was like younger in high school, and then she moved to LA and it was a different vibe, but I still liked her, the whole sister squad shabackle, whatever. She broke up with them and then I kind of liked her, and now I just can't watch her anymore because oh my gosh, it's just her like high school vlogs were so fun to watch, and like when she was like still young, that's what I loved. Her.
When she was still young, I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, but I watched her pretty heavy. She also got me to, she inspired me to start drinking coffee. I started drinking coffee because
next
of
she'll inspire you to start vaping and start using nicotine and those little things you put in your gums. That's what she'll do next. Anyway, I think in my mind, Emma Chamberlain is like the YouTuber. Like she's the original YouTuber. Is that true or no?
Yeah.
And also, she's going through,
I and the Dolan twins.
Hey, I'm talking. She's going through, I feel like, a little, like, what do you call it?
Tri-life crisis.
Yeah, like she, like, remember, she, like, disappeared forever, and now she's back, but her videos are, like, different, and she's crazy now.
She has so much money. This right here, that's my right ear. Like, these, bro, are so good. But, and then, like...
I can't see what you're... talking
I'm
about.
Showing you.
Oh.
Like, in her San Francisco vlogs, her iced coffee. Oh, my gosh.
Can I talk about my
but
favorite?
But even when she first moved to LA, she was still good, too.
Hey, can I talk about my favorite
oh my gosh.
YouTube?
Oh, my gosh. And when she was the Gerties, when she was from Ellie and Hannah, that was good.
Can time. I please talk about my favorite thing on YouTube?
Yeah, I'll just take a nap while you talk.
Okay, my favorite thing are, like the 4K, like, city walks, where it's, guy, like, going through the city and just recording his walk.
Yeah.
I love these so much. I put them on... When I fall asleep, I do the nighttime one in Manhattan, and it's just a 24-hour loop, and I just put that on. Or there's daytimes, or there's ones, like, raining in, like, Korea or stuff. You can get anything you want, and I just love to put them on in the background, and I love it. And then I'll play some jazz in the background of this video.
I like the ones that have jazz.
Stop. No, I add my own jazz, and I do the jazz quieter than the sound of the video so I can hear the sound of the city, but also the jazz in the background.
One time during Christmas time, I was watching Christmas in New York, and I teared up.
Really? You teared up?
Yeah. Listen to this.
But also, I found a website.
That was my sleep app recording me in the middle of the night.
You have a sleep app that records you?
Anyway. Listen, let me
Anyway, this isn't YouTube, but I found this website. It's like rent a window or something. Not rent, but something. And it's just like videos of people's videos of outside of people's like windows from all over the world. And you can just like choose a random window and just have it in the background. And I love that too.
That's cool.
Shut up.
I think that's cool. Seriously.
Anything else about YouTube?
The Jolin twins are awesome too. Oh my gosh. And Ryan Trahan.
I wish Sadie was a famous YouTuber so I could just have all those benefits.
I might pursue y'all. Let me know.
Like I want to be her like plus one to Coachella, and I want like free PR.
You would not be my my plus one, just to be clear.
Shut up. You know I would.
What the freak?
Lee? You know I would.
You know.
Also, my favorite ongoing series on YouTube has to be. Wait, no, that's not true. That's not my favorite. I'm sorry.
Also, this doesn't count as YouTube, but I spend a lot of time watching SNL skits on YouTube.
Really? Good for you, I guess. I don't know.
I once watched if Euphoria was a Disney show and it had a laugh track behind it. Never watched Euphoria.
That's cool. Well, yeah, I guess there's a lot of things. YouTube's great because you can have it for entertainment. You can use it to learn something. You can use it for just some background ambiance. And that's why we love YouTube. And, yeah. Anything else?
No, thank you so much.
Oh,
guys, next week's going to be our last pod ever. So, turn.
Sadie's not going to be on it, though.
What?
This is your last one.
Why?
You won't be here.
Why?
Because I'm having marathon.
What the freak? Can I be on it too?
No.
Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Lillian and Sadie with Cinema Sisters. See you next week. Bye.